Welcome to this episode of Here's Something Good, a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Each day, we aspire to bring you the good news, the silver lining, the glass half full, because there is good happening in the world, everywhere, every day. We just need to look for it and share it. Here's something good for today. As Pride Month comes to a close, we'd like to highlight another amazing small business working to support the LGBTQ community. It's called A Tribe Called Queer. Founded by Sabine Maxine Lopez, A Tribe Called Queer is a multidisciplinary brand that features a gender-neutral and size-inclusive clothing line. Sabine also hosts a podcast, virtual events, and a blog that all feature Sabine's unique perspective on issues facing the LGBTQ community today. A Tribe Called Queer also works closely with the nonprofit Project Q, which works to help LGBTQIA+ youth navigate the world. They do this through a variety of programs which focus on self-empowerment and social justice. We spoke with Sabine about all the incredible work being done by A Tribe Called Queer. Here's what Sabine had to say. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
So tell us a little bit about A Tribe Called Queer and what makes it unique.
So A Tribe Called Queer is a multidisciplinary brand. I guess that's what that's one way to describe it. It consists of an online store that features clothing and accessories. It also features a podcast and a blog and a zine, and hosts events, community events. And what makes it unique? I mean, really, it's just that it's me and I'm a unique person at the head of A Tribe Called Queer. I'm the only person that has my lived experience and brings that to the table, I guess. And so that's what makes it unique.
So what are some of the products that are especially great for Pride Month?
Oh my gosh, we have a Pride collection, and this is our 2021 Pride collection, and it features a few new t-shirts. And I was really excited about this because, you know, a lot of companies tend to drop Pride collections, and most of the time they don't really give any money back to the LGBT+ community. But this one specifically is, you know, A Tribe Called Queer is a queer-owned, Black-owned company, small business, I should say. And so I was really happy to drop these products and that feature messages that I believe need to be talked about. Specifically, one t-shirt, it says Beautiful Sissy on the t-shirt. And that t-shirt is specifically about reclaiming the word sissy and turning it into a word of empowerment for yourself if it's ever been used, you know, as a slur against you.
Well, we love your message of inclusiveness. Can you tell us why it's important to make space like this for gender-neutral and size-inclusive clothing?
I've always been someone that has tried my best to think about everybody, regardless of where they come from, who they are, what their background is, what their size is, all of that stuff. It's just something that is important to me because I know what it's like to not be included. And so in terms of being gender-inclusive, I don't personally believe that clothing should be gendered. You know, it's clothing. I don't think a skirt is something that should be labeled as women's clothing. That's just something that I believe. And so my t-shirts are for everybody, regardless of how you identify. In terms of sizing, you know, I use a company that does my printing, and unfortunately, they only go up to 4X and sometimes 5X. My goal is to be able to have my own inventory where I can go up to 6 and 7X. Because those are the sizes that I would like to carry. And it's just important for me to be able to include everybody always as much as possible.
And you told us that you also host events through A Tribe Called Queer. What's the common goal for these events?
I guess a common goal for the events that we host is really just to bring community together. I started doing them in January, and, you know, during this pandemic, I mean, it's been hard for everyone. And so this was just a way for people to come together. A lot of them are based in self-care and self-empowerment, because those are things that are really important and that we should focus on. And so, yeah, I guess that's really why I wanted to do it. Just, you know, have community, have people come together, do some kind of self-care, or, you know, cook something good, learn how to make something delicious. or we have book club tonight. Actually, I don't know when this is airing, but reading is a really fun hobby of mine. And I know a lot of people, especially people of color, enjoy reading, especially by authors of color. And so I really wanted to make a space for that.
Lastly, for people who want to learn more about A Tribe Called Queer or where they can go to shop your amazing Pride collection, where do they go?
Oh, yes. We are on Instagram at A Tribe Called Queer. Just spell it out. And then you can find us on Facebook by the same name, A Tribe Called Queer. On Twitter, which I'm not too great with, but I try. It's ATC Queer. And then our website is atribecalledqueer.com.
What an incredible brand with such an important mission to provide an inclusive space and positive representation for the LGBTQ community. So here's something good for today. First, Sabine's clothing line reminds us that fashion is for everyone. It's not restricted to a certain size or lifestyle or gender. It should be something that makes you look and feel good. Second, A Tribe Called Queer is just another shining example of a business built around purpose. Not only does Sabine's fashion line include messages of empowerment and clothing that caters to all sizes and gender identities, but A Tribe Called Queer also supports and sponsors a variety of events for the benefit of the LGBTQ community. Finally, if you'd like to learn more or check out some of Sabine's amazing clothing designs, visit atribecalledqueer.com. Thank you for listening, and please share today's Something Good with others in your life. This is Kim Azzarelli, co-author of Fast Forward and co-founder of Seneca Women. To learn more about Seneca Women, go to senecawomen.com or download the Seneca Women app, free in the App Store. Here's Something Good is a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Have a great day. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.